Read the other sewing was done out
now
there.
Now the eaves are left off, yep. The windows are left out. You just have air conditioning.
I don't like
them. Depend on it.
Have you ever seen what kind of buildings house several families?
Apartment house.
Any other names for apartment houses that you might think of?
In the north, I think they call them tenement houses.
Is there a difference in your mind between apartment house and tenement house?
Yes, I think there is. I think that up north they had compact apartments. And here that they were more crowded. Maybe you should build in a big building and they were maybe a big room was divided into two and so forth to make smaller apartments. And you thought of those as cramped, close quarters.
That would be the tenement?
Tenement.
Right.
And the apartment houses are they're
built. 32 apartments.
But yes, very many of them were. The old buildings, when you see the tenement sections in a movie or on a show on TV. You see that they were old two-story houses with gables and so forth, and then they would cut those up and cut a room in half and so forth. And they were tight quarters, where our apartments, while some of them are small rooms, we usually have a little larger rooms down here because of the heat. We have a little more closet space now, but they didn't when they built this house. Now, back in 1924, they were building them to sell, and they were in the middle state. They hadn't had closed closets at all, so the closet space in these older houses are small.
Depended on wardrobes.
Old wardrobe.
Everybody had their own.
So we've never had anything. We'd have duplexes upstairs and downstairs duplexes, but they'd have their separate
entrances.
What about a type of apartment structure that would maybe go along for a block? And it looked a little like a motel, where each apartment shared the same wall, you know.
Yeah.
But it's an apartment house. Do you have a name for that?
I don't know.
It'd be like a duplex, only about 10 apartments.
Yeah, I know.
Motel.
It was kind of a motel type, but some of them are apartments. But, most of those now have been turned into motels because people don't want to live that close.
You ever heard the term row house?
I've read it in books, but I've never heard it down here.
Okay. What would you call an apartment occupying an entire level of a building? You know, one family living on, like maybe there's four stories, and one whole floor is an apartment. What would you call that, you know?
Well, we quite often have duplexes that were upstairs and a downstairs with an outside stay away, a separate entrance, but I've never had the third and fourth here.
Mm.
Up until the time of high rises, we didn't go that high. You had to climb the steps.
Did you ever hear the term flat?
Yes, in books and all, but we've never called them flats down here. Once in a while, some heck will come down here and say flat.
All right.
But not often.
After they get to the fourth story, their apartment too.
Now, most apartment buildings have a man who does certain minor plumbing or electrical repairing things like that. He stays there usually. What do you call him?
Maintenance man.
Okay, any other names you might call him?
Repairman,
I guess. Maintenance. Right. Sometimes you can call them different than that when they don't do good.
If it's a TV, you usually say the TV repairman.
Okay, but this would just be a man that lives in an apartment building and takes care of that.
Maintenance. Okay. He's an important guy, too.
What kind of equipment is needed to take care of a yard?
A lawnmower, edger, and...